Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Friday edition. The 24th day of February 2006. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. Wide open phones all day, and we've got a guest joining us, Ray McGovern, 27-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency, spanning, of course, from the Kennedy administration through George Bush Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush, and he'll come on to talk about the danger of U.S. government-sponsored terrorism, the looming Iran war, what the neocons are up to, their criminal activities, and much more, joining us in 30 minutes. But that's the only guest today, so we'll have plenty of time to have open phones and take your calls and cover all of the news. Well, is Iraq already in a civil war? Who is really behind the shrine, the mosque bombing, the Golden Dome mosque being blown up? We don't know as of this time, but a lot of the preliminary evidence points towards the globalists, and people say, well, why would they do that? Well, the U.S. government and Israel's own policy papers say that they want to have civil war in Iraq, so we'll go over some of those today. Meanwhile, the controversy over the UAE, Dubai Ports World taking over, deepens. Arab country offers to delay port takeover. Willingness to wait will let White House address lawmakers' concern over security. Well, they didn't even do the 45-day study and investigation in violation of federal law. We have conflict of interest with Treasury Secretary Snow and others being involved with this company in business. In fact, with the major executive, one of the top executives of the company, as I know most of you already know, just to repeat for those that don't, actually runs Dubai Ports World in Europe and Latin America. He's going to be the head of the U.S. Maritime Administration, so it's unparalleled. And the neocons are all over the media, full court press. It's totally normal. It's good. Evil liberals are trying to stop it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Every national radio host that I know of is a major host, other than maybe George Norrie, who is against the port handover. But every other one, O'Reilly, Limbaugh, Hannity, all of them, I've got their statements here, why you're an evil liberal now if you're for not handing over the ports. And, you know, after we did the Cheney ballistics shooting test last week, I looked at some of the big news sites and blogs, some of the so-called conservative blogs, and they're, Alex Jones is an anti-gun liberal. He's just anti-gun. Cheney's good. You guys are delusional. Bob Barr was on with us a month ago. He's on the NRA board. George Bush is more anti-gun than Bill Clinton's, what he said. But you don't care about losing your Second Amendment. You'll turn your guns in. In fact, I expect to hear I've got to turn my guns in. I'm a liberal if I don't. Why, everybody knows the liberals want to keep their guns. Everybody knows only real conservatives hand them in. I was at a local gun shop buying that shotgun 28 gauge a week and a half ago, and the fella, it was actually a week ago today, actually, I bought it last Thursday. No, last Wednesday night, that's right, and then did the test on a Thursday. And there I am, there at the gun shop, and two different fellas are like, hey, you say George Bush is anti-gun. And I'm like, yeah, he is. That's not true. Well, no, he was for the assaultments ban. He lobbied for it. No, no. And then one of the managers there goes, no, no, it's true. And his attorney general has been lobbying for it. Huh? Well, no, you're going crazy, Bob. Listen, Alex, just please stop lying. I mean, just it doesn't matter what the facts are to these people. It does not matter. Bush could say, turn your guns in, and they'd say that was pro-Second Amendment. All right, I'm off ranting on another subject now. When we get back from this quick break, there's so much news. We're going to run through all of it. And Ray McGovern is coming up. He'll join us for an entire hour, coming up here in about 25 minutes. And we'll open the phones up so you can talk to Ray McGovern later as well. The toll-free number to join us now, I might even take some calls before he joins us, 1-800-259-9231. I am so proud of our team, the webmasters, the information, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, just gets more and more powerful every day. Be sure and check the sites out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a worldwide debate concerning Iraq, if it's in civil war or not. If you look at a lot of the Pentagon reports, status reports, not the spin that comes off the reports, but the actual reports, it's been in a state of civil war for the last 2 years of the 3 years since the invasion began. Yeah, we're coming up on the three-year anniversary in the middle of next month, in March. So we see this shrine, one of the most holy shrines in Islam, in Mohammedan, being blown up, and a lot of people, including the Iranian president, say it's the U.S. government or the Mossad. Well, I held back a day or so. I said, I don't know if that's the case. But looking at the evidence, it does fit into stated neocon and Israeli programs. And I'm just covering the facts here. And it does fit into the stated goal of breaking the country into 3 or 4 different regions to be Balkanized. So we'll get into that. And the bunch of new developments with the port deal and fleets of new neocons going out and saying you're an evil liberal if you're against it. It's ridiculous. Of course, the Democrats themselves are very hypocritical as well. They loved it when the communist Chinese, who are much more dangerous than the UAE thousands of times, were given ports that are much more strategic, in not just in the Western Hemisphere, like the Panama Canal and the Isthmus there, but also, of course, Long Beach and several others. So that is coming up, more details there. But every day there's articles that are in my stack that I miss, that I don't get to. And at the end of the show, I go, man, I should have covered this. I mean, they're always up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a lot of them, though, that I don't cover on air. And here's a few of those. I'm going to make sure, just out of the gates, we cover. UK troops will not destroy poppy fields. This is out of the Scotsman, the major paper of Scotland. And it says the commander of the British forces in southern Afghanistan insisted yesterday that his troops would play no part in destroying poppy fields. Ministers have declared that one of the main tasks of the 5,700-strong force, that was just propaganda, though, was to help an Afghan heroin production. Help end Afghan heroin production, which supplies 90% of the narcotics sold illegally on British streets. But Colonel Gordon Messenger of the Royal Marines said troops deployed to Helmand, the biggest center of heroin production, will not become involved in the process being considered by President Hamid Karzai's government of eradicating poppies. There will be absolutely no maroon berets on the Marines with scathes in the poppy fields, he said. British forces will not even directly stop vehicles suspected of smuggling the drug. That will be the task of Afghan police and the army. The main role of the British forces will instead be to enable the Afghan police and army to establish control over areas which had so far remained outside their reach, allowing a resurgent Taliban and drug lords to gain ascendancy, said Colonel Messenger. All right, let's stop right there. The official numbers are that opium production, they derive heroin from, the opiate, had exploded after the Taliban was removed from power. It doubled the first year, quadrupled the next year, and now went over eight times what it previously was. And the eight times the all-time low under the Taliban in late 2001 is double the all-time production previously from the mid-1990s. And our own CIA has been caught publicly many times shipping in heroin, opium. It's well known in the Golden Triangle and, of course, what happened in Southeast Asia and Vietnam. It is well known that the drug lords were put into power, put back into power over the different regions. And this spin that the Taliban has resurgence, has been resurrected in the last few months, and now there's a flood of opium. It's ridiculous, and it flies in the face of the facts. It's like when I'm down in Mexico occasionally, take a trip down there, and you'll see Mexican troops guarding giant marijuana fields. You go to Guatemala or Salvador, Nicaragua, you'll see them guarding poppy fields and coca fields, coca plantations with the cocaine bushes. It's everywhere. It's well known. Now, will the military stage some raids on some Pashtuns or others who aren't in with the big drug lords? Will there be a drug war in Afghanistan? Yes, but it'll be the same as it is in Colombia, where the pilots are given GPS coordinates to spray this field, but not a field a mile away, because that field's owned by the right-wing death squads. That's all the drug war is internationally, is the major drug cartels, the people that run our government, going after their competition. That is an absolute fact. I have had, oh, it's got to be over 10 top CIA agents on this show. I've had many DEA agents on this broadcast who've been whistleblowers exposing this. I've had so many of them on over the years in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. We talked to Terry Reid and others and show the documents and confront General Barry McCaffrey, who was the drug czar at the time, about how his head of drug interdiction was actually shipping in masses of heroin and cocaine. I mean, it's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. And then they've got the nerve. They've got the nerve when they pull over your friends or your family, your children that are dumb enough to have marijuana or dumb enough to have cocaine or dumb enough to have any of these drugs. And then they'll take them in, 5 years with that minimum sentencing for a crack rock? 5 years for that? I mean, it's amazing. But again, the very drug cartels can be linked to having controlling stock and, in many cases, private ownership. The very drug-dealing Western drug lords that have the so-called Medellin cartels and others like marbles in their pocket, like chump change in their pocket, little minions of them, they then will openly own the prisons that incarcerate our youth and incarcerate our society, which all these major studies show are then universities of crime. I mean, your 16-year-old gets caught with a crack rock. Rock, and they go into jail, hard time, for 5 to 10 years, minimum sentencing for 5, and they come out with hepatitis, with HIV, they come out with tattoos all over their body, they come out because they got to join a gang to survive, they come out and they know how to pick locks, they know how to arm rob, they know how to break into houses, they know how to make bathtub speed, they're hooked in with drug dealers, and they're going to be an army of street-level drug dealers. It's sick. It's sick. Did you know that 90%, this is the FBI's own numbers, of home invasions and home break-ins are drug-related? 90%. And did you know it's because those crackheads, those heroin heads, have got $150, $300 a day habits. They got to have it. And instead of it being dispensed through decriminalization, I'm not for total legalization, instead of being dispensed by the county health department, which in Europe they've done, it's made, again, the use go down by 50%. In some countries, even higher, but the average is around 50%. These are official numbers. Instead, and the crime just plummets. Crime just drug-related robbery, muggings, things like this just fall through the floor. Because, listen, that you get these zombie junkies out there, and they got to have their fix, and they're just waiting for you to leave with your family, and they think you're gone, and they go in your house, and your 15-year-old daughter's there, and they get scared, and they end up blowing your daughter away. I personally am sick of it, and I'm tired of it. And these drug dealers are slick, folks. You got to hand it to the New World Order. They controlled the drug trade when it was legal. Then when they lost their monopoly, they made it illegal to use the cops, which they could then corrupt with the drug money to go after their competition. Then they used that money and that power off the drug trade to take over all the other rackets. And you got to hand it to the government again. At least they're being more transparent now. These big lottery companies. Major news articles on almost all of them being mafia-controlled. Mafia just goes to the government now. They make the government the house. And I have to stand there in line at convenience stores if I'm buying some bottled water or buying a bag of chips or something up working late. I have to stand in line while these poor people, I watch the people that buy lottery tickets, and I sit there and I watch them. And I'm not saying all of you that buy lottery tickets are like this, but it's pathological. In most cases, they sit there and they buy one. There's this big line. And then they get all nervous. I'll take one of those. And then I'll take one of those. And then you got to scan it through. And then here are all these people that want to buy probably 10 times the amount of money of goods that this one lottery freak is buying. And they'll be there in some tattered clothes. They'll have a little kid with a dirty face standing there, skinny, obviously needs more food. And their parents are there buying their cigarettes and buying their beer and buying their lottery tickets. And you watch them go out and get in their disheveled car and scratch them off. Let me scratch it off and see if I'm going to win. And you'll see them scurry back in to the store as you're driving off because they didn't win that time. They got to buy some more. And then I got to hear about how good gambling is and how good it is for society and how it makes money for our schools. And we're a joke, people. So I kind of wish the government would just say, okay, we deal the drugs, come buy the heroin from us, because that'll make crime plummet. And more people will then go, well, this isn't cool. See, it'll take the money out of it, but it'll never happen. It'll take the money out of it, because then somebody can't go deal crack and make $10,000 a week and drive around in their Caddy going, I'm the Mac Daddy, baby. Then it loses all its flair. Then it won't suck our kids into it. But that isn't going to happen. That's not going to happen. And we've got, of course, triple the heroin, double the cocaine in our streets. We did 12 years ago. We've gone from 1.3 million in the prison system to over 7 million in the system right now, over 4.5 million in prison behind bars right now, millions others again in the system. It's a great system. The bigger it gets, the more black ski masks, the more SWAT teams, the more cameras, the more raids, the more people in prison, the more drugs on the streets, the more money that's in it, the more car bombings in Texas and people getting shot by paramilitary Mexican troops openly working for the U.S. government. It doesn't matter if I have DEA agents on to expose it. It doesn't even matter what the facts are. It's just we're going to be ruled by the mafia. You see, the government's just coming right out with it. We're the mafia. And we're going to run your life. And the UK troops, no, we're not going to stop any of the exploding opium. Of course you're not. You're there, part and parcel, to get that opium so young kids can jab a needle in their arm and so they can have a big overdose, so they can swell up blue and have heart failure, and so their parents can stand over their coffin. And then, so at the same time, if a kid doesn't die of an OD, you can slam them in your college of crime. Yeah, but don't worry. Don't worry, police that enforce this evil system. It's called You Reap What You Sow. It's all going to come back on you. Look what happens to your kids and grandkids when you're over there coughing. So keep pushing your drug war. You're going to kill your own children.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Do you know what really built the United States? What made it profitable enough to send really expensive British expeditions here and, you know, fight with the natives and start the colonies was tobacco, an addictive drug, very addictive, hits the same receptors in the brain as cocaine and heroin. It hits narcotic receptors. It's not a narcotic, but they've statistically shown with studies that it's more addictive than cocaine and heroin. So see, the elites have always had monopolies over this, and then they lost slavery because of the abolitionists. The same crowd that was into slavery was also into tobacco and then laudanum, opium. And so they figured out, hey, we'll take stuff that we've already gotten a lot of the population addicted to through the drugstores that openly sold it, we'll make it illegal, and we'll reinstitute slavery, and we'll be able to put people in all these prisons, just like Shawshank Redemption, working, building highways, you know, busting rocks, doing whatever, and then the drug dealers can be in control of the prisons themselves and have slavery. And that's how it works. I hope people realize that. And I hope people in government, I hope the minions that enforce this realize that none of you are immune from this. The evil you're doing comes back on all of us, and you need to stop it, and you need to get more sophisticated and realize what we're dealing with. I mean, we're dealing with addiction here. Addiction is a major problem. You know, I fought with tobacco addiction, starting, stopping, for years. And I'm a strong-willed person. Thank God I never got addicted to anything else because I never tried anything else. But this is very, very serious. Should I go to prison? Because sometimes I break down when somebody's smoking a cigarette or a cigar and I smoke one. No, it hits the same receptors in the brain. But we think of drugs as dirty because of making it illegal creates a huge black market, and then dirty criminals do get involved in it. But don't associate the criminals involved with drugs with the drugs. Let's take a few calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Deborah in Michigan. You're on the air, Deborah.
Hi. I have three questions I wanted to ask you, and then I would hang up. But I first want to respond to the question you talked about tobacco. If the government's so concerned about our health, why don't they take the additives out of the tobacco that make it freebasing?
Well, that's the thing, is that what a Marlboro Light has over 150 chemicals, which
right.
are more addictive than the tobacco.
Right, and if you take the chemicals out, then it makes the tobacco unaddictive because
well,
it doesn't
hit your
brain. Well,
that's the thing. The molecules of many of these chemicals are more addictive themselves than the tobacco.
Right, so the EPA should actually be going after the additives rather than going after the people.
Well, all they're doing is they're taking over the industry, and the government is mafying the tobacco industry and demanding a cut.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you three questions. I'm going to hang up, and then you can answer them. The first one is, why does the government think, first of all, why does the Bush family have an embassy in Kuwait? And is it part of the United Arab Emirates? That's number one. Number two is, why are American, the power brokers and the Bushes, family, why are they so concerned about democracy all over the world and interfering in other countries that we never had a problem with before? And they keep saying the word democracy, but I remember in school when I said the Pledge of Allegiance, I said the Pledge of Allegiance to the Republic. You got it.
Big difference. Okay, and what's the third one?
And the third one is, what most people don't realize is most of the marijuana that is being shipped into the country right now, probably 90% of it is already loaded up with crack. And this is what most people don't understand.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I live outside the Detroit area, and all the police departments have told me that they have not done any kind of marijuana confiscation, whether it's somebody with a joint in their pocket
or whatever,
loaded with crack.
I've got to go to break, so I'm going to comment on your questions. I'm going to have to do that now. Thank you for the comments. I know occasionally marijuana supposedly is laced with other things, a lot of times chemicals, because it's been sprayed. And I think marijuana is overall bad, but I don't believe it should be illegal. I believe the superpower hydroponic marijuana really does knock people out and really is dangerous. I don't think the marijuana of 30, 40 years ago was. And by the way, George Washington, in his letters, smoked it. I mean, you would go buy some at the store or grow it if you had a stomach ache, and it has a lot of medical uses. But marijuana is not one-tenth as bad statistically as alcohol. I mean, it causes hundreds of thousands of deaths every few years, and marijuana, is nothing compared to that. So, you know, that's my comment on the marijuana. As for the Bushes, I don't know about an embassy. They have a big office in the capital of Saudi Arabia. And, yes, Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates and all of those are part of the same kind of commonwealth that was set up turn of the last century by the British. And the Bushes and many others, the Queen of England, are in deep, deep business with these people. And they just say it's about democracy overseas. The Pentagon's documents say it's about empire and control and getting the resources. PNAC says that. So that's just rhetoric. Oh, we're bringing them freedom. Meanwhile, the people running our government in most cases try to put dictators into power, but they're dictators. So it's just more lies. We'll come back. I'll talk to Ray McGovern, take more of your calls. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
McGovern, longtime CIA analyst, very high level, presidential briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. He'll be joining us to talk about a host of issues. Believe me, you do not want to miss it, the upcoming Iran conflict that we're trying to overt, what the neocons are up to, and government prior knowledge and even involvement in 9/11. We'll be talking about it all with Ray McGovern coming up in about 7 minutes. Let's continue with some of your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Roger in Oklahoma. Roger, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I try to be real quick because I know you're short on time, but I just wanted to say I'm a first-time caller, and I've started looking into your some of your stuff, and, I mean, at first it was kind of iffy, but the more I research it, the scarier it gets. And, yeah, but first of all, I was wanting to – you were talking about gambling. Here in Oklahoma, it's illegal to gamble anywhere except for on Indian reservations, which is the Indian casinos. Well, they made it a law where the Remington Park can now have casinos inside of there, which I don't think is quite right, but whatever. They're going to do what they want to do. But also, I've heard you talk about stuff being deleted off of your computer. And this morning, I woke up and was going to make a few copies of some discs of stuff that I've got off your website, and it's all gone, every bit of it. So, yeah. I can.
Well, more often than not, computers have hiccups and problems. I mean, 90% of the time, if we have a technical problem, it's us or it's one of our providers. But we have had it before where we've had somebody hack in and, you know, post pornography. You know, a naked woman on a motorcycle, no big deal. But our servers were designed to automatically go down when that happened. And we've had the Defense Department links. We've tracked them back, doing stuff going on, erasing things off in the past. Yeah. But it's very sophisticated. It's hard to tell when it's actually happening. Now, there are preset viruses and programs and things that the government and private corporations launch where it isn't individuals going out and attacking your computer, but it's viruses, it's worms, it's pre-programmed things that do it to everybody. And you could have a download of the Indy 500 race. You could have a download of the Kentucky Derby. It's not even political. It's just these worms and viruses go in and wreak havoc with your computer. And there's thousands of different things that these worms and viruses can do. They can do things like not let you have access to your keyboard where your computer doesn't work or where you have to reload Windows. Windows is really the problem because, what, 80% of people use Windows as their operating system. So most of the viruses and worms are written for that. That's why Mac is so good, because most of the virus producers and others don't make it for Mac, because that's a very small part of the overall market.
Yeah, I understand. I'm actually somewhat computer savvy.
Well, I'm not. I've just got the basics.
But the thing is everything was working fine 2 days ago. I do a virus scan every morning when I wake up. Nothing was on my computer, so sometime between that and when I was in school, mm-hmm. I got 7 Trojans on my computer that were slipped in somehow.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. Anything else on your mind, sir?
No, that's pretty much it. But appreciate the time, man.
Hey, I appreciate you being a listener to the broadcast. And let me make it clear that if somebody wants to go play poker and gamble, that's their business. If someone wants to go bet on a horse race, that's their business. I'm for freedom. I am not for banning gambling, but I am for the state not being involved in it, and I am for it being in certain areas of the country and not. I mean, they want to build 5 casinos in Austin, Texas, with all the dirt and all the problems and all the prostitution that brings. Our economy shouldn't be hamburger and pizza joints and topless bars and gambling establishments. I mean, is that what America is going to be known as? Is one giant Amsterdam, one giant whorehouse? And all the numbers, all the studies show it is the poor that buy the lottery tickets predominantly. I mean, it's one thing if you're a wealthy person or middle class and you occasionally buy a lottery ticket. I, for one, have never bought one. It's another thing, these people who are just dreaming. They're not going to work extra hard. They're not going to go try to start their own business. They're going to dream about how they're going to win it. Well, number one, every major lottery we've looked at has been involved in scandals and fraud. I mean, they're mafia run. You can just see that as plain as day. And at the same time, you look at how many famous people get it. And statistically, it's impossible. I mean, it might be 1 out of 100 million that you're going to win a $10 million lottery, say, in Texas. Well, then how magically is, you know, half the time it's some judge or some football star or somebody. They do that for the added hype of it. It really is staged, and I could do, in fact, I have written articles about it, I could do whole shows about this, but when you read 1984, the proletariat, the slaves, don't care about the police state because they have their precious lottery, and there's all these stupid systems of how you're going to supposedly win. My only point is it's another indicator of a society in decline. Listen, I'm not even against ultimate fighting. If two guys want to get in a ring together and beat each other's brains out, you know, that's freedom, that's free market, you know, whatever, let them get in there, let them bare knuckles if they want to. But at the same time, it's an indicator that it's so popular that it's a gladiatorial, Rome-like state in decline. All of the indicators are there. You know, the ball games and gladiatorial events, the gambling, these are all telltale earmarks of a society that's long in the tooth and becoming very, very decadent and corrupt. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to I believe it's Arleo in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
No, sir. It's Aurelio in Texas.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's the name I was told by the folks taking your name.
I have a funny story to tell you. I've been out of the Navy honorable discharge for, I think, about almost 10 years now. I traveled around, lived in a different state for a while, met my wife in California, came down to Houston. A funny thing happened a couple of months ago. She joined a couple of chat rooms and made a friend who invited her to come up to stay with her in Michigan. Well, since she didn't know her, she decided to Google her and find out what she could find out about her, and then her friend looked her up. It turns out that me and my wife and my five-month-old son are red flagged by the CIA as potential domestic terrorists. What I want to know is, where can I go to get a T-shirt to say, your tax dollars at work?
Well, I mean, how did you learn this? How did you confirm this? How did you ascertain it?
Well, apparently she has, not my wife, but her friend, has some pretty computer-savvy friends. And don't know how they looked it out.
Yeah, let me just say this, sir, and I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that, because Ray McGovern's coming up in just a minute. You can call back another day if you want to get into this more. Let me just, this is how this works, okay? A lot of analysts and experts and individuals that are involved in security that I really trust believe that this whole NSA thing where spying on you was put out on purpose has a chilling effect. I have three articles today, one out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer out of Seattle, Washington, where mainstream peace groups, the government is openly telling them that the Pentagon is surveilling them with physical assets, that is, actual troops in plain clothes. Totally illegal, total violation of federal law, total violation of posse comitatus. And they admit they, quote, have no connection to terrorists, but just that they think that they need to be surveilled. So they put articles out like that to scare everybody. Then people start Googling each other, and then, oh, I've got a computer-savvy friend that shows that you're red flagged. See, this is the hysteria. This is the chilling effect. This is the fear. Your computer crashes. Why? It must be the government. I better not speak out. They're watching me. The NSA is many times bigger than the CIA, but still they don't have that many employees. It's mainly computers that are scanning and listening and doing all of this, and what they're doing is illegal, and we have nothing to hide, so it doesn't intimidate me, it doesn't scare me. But now everyone thinks the government's watching them. Everyone thinks there's physical assets watching them. There's 290-plus million people. In fact, the trend shows it's about, they just said 2 months ago we crossed actually the 300 million mark. So I'm incorrect. It's now 300 million. And so let's say you've only got a couple thousand physical asset spies in Pentagon intelligence groups, defense intelligence, and other groups. And by the way, most of those people are patriots and are on our side, like Abel Danger. They find out before 9/11 there's about to be these attacks. They pick up the chatter with NSA. They go, we want to bust these guys. And the government says, leave them alone. These are our assets. Leave Muhammad Atta alone. Back off or you'll be arrested. FBI agents want to go bust the supposed hijackers, the decoys. And they're told, no, back off. It's a high-level government operation. Embassy heads don't want to let them back into the country. Say they're terrorists. No, let them back in. They're government agents and part of a terror training op. The head of the Defense Language School out in Monterey, California goes public and says, the government did this. I was forced to train four of the hijackers. The dean of the Defense Language School, see? So most of the people in the government who actually know what's going on are going, man, this is criminal. They're actually with us. They're trying to whistleblow. They're getting in trouble. They're getting fired. They're getting arrested. This is happening to them. So of the thousands of spies they've got, I mean, sure, they've got some young 27-year-old Special Forces guy who's gone into Central Intelligence Agency domestic field work, and he's at peace meetings. I mean, certainly you're going to have him there, and he's there hearing everybody, you know, show pictures of dead Iraqi children and talk about how we care about the troops and how we want to stop the use of DU. And the guys go out in the parking lot and throw up and start crying. They find out we're good. We're the good people. We haven't done anything wrong. We don't have anything to be ashamed of. We're good. So what if the NSA is listening? They're going to find out we're the good people. They're going to find, can you imagine government analysts listening to this show when they're about to hear Ray McGovern on here, who briefed presidents, high-level CIA, one of their chief analysts, telling you everything we're saying? They're going to hear that. They're going to hear their colleagues. They're going to hear more and more of them. I mean, we've had We've had Colin Powell's chief of staff go public and say much of what we're saying. More and more congressmen and women on this show saying what we're saying. Bob Woodward coming out and saying there may be a bigger attack and Bush will become a dictator. You know, they're using the attacks. At least he's going that far. See, there's an awakening. We're the good guys. We're the majority. They're afraid. They're trying to intimidate us to shut up. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to shut up. Did you get Ray McGovern on? Do you have my guest now? Oh, great. I didn't hear you when you told me he was there. So I apologize for Ray holding during my ranting. Ray McGovern, if I tried to go through his bio, he'll be with us for the next hour. We appreciate him joining us. Ray McGovern, 27-year career at CIA analyst, spanning administrations from John F. Kennedy to George H.W. Bush. He briefed President Bush every morning. Ray is now a co-director of a servant leadership school, which provides training and other support for those seeking ways to be in relationship with the marginalized poor, and it goes on. He also is one of the founders of a Veteran Intelligence Agents for Sanity, and he's written for major publications like the Boston Globe, Christian Science Monitor, Miami Herald. It goes on and on, and he's been on the forefront of exposing the fake intelligence and the fraud. Mr. McGovern, thank you for coming on with us.
Glad to be with you again, Alex.
You bet. I don't know how much of my rant you just heard, but we have callers calling up going, I think the government's on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're watching me. And I believe, and others believe, that they're putting out these, the Pentagon's watching you stories to scare people not to get involved. And I was trying to explain that most of the people in the government are now on our side. Ray, can you speak to getting past your fear?
Yeah, I think, what FDR said still obtains. You know, the only thing to fear is fear itself. The deliberate cultivation of fear of, quote, the enemy, end quote, and then fear of we Soviet analysts used to call the organs of state power. In other words, the police, the FBI, the NSA, and those folks. That's deliberately whipped up here so that people will not exercise their constitutional freedoms to speak out, to assemble freely, and to debate things like the misbegotten Iraq war. So I think you're absolutely right, Alex. If the name of the game is to intimidate us, the only reaction that's appropriate is to be not intimidated, and don't worry about who's listening. And as you say, if people from NSA have got us on tape now, they'll probably download it tomorrow. Well, let's just all say hi. Hi, NSA. You're welcome to the show. It'll be an interesting thing. I hope that you find it as interesting as we will find it dishing out what we conceive to be parts of the truth. So I think you're right. What we need to do is just make believe everything is okay, exercise our rights, because once we start being intimidated and not exercising our rights, well, then we play right into not only what the administration would like to see, but also, of course, what Osama bin Laden would like to see, because the worse it gets here, the better for him.
Well, that's exactly what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. Once you're intimidated, it's over. Here's an example. Morrissey, pop star, British pop star Morrissey, was quizzed by the FBI and Britain's Special Branch after he called President Bush a terrorist. The singer said he was baffled to be held and interviewed by the authorities, but he was released when they realized that the singer was not a threat to the free world. He went on to say that this proves that we are not in a free society, that this happened, that his mild statements resulted in this. I mean, they know this guy who's been, you know, a big star for 15, 20 years isn't a threat. He just said this war is terrorism. Bush is a bigger terrorist. Same thing Cindy Sheehan and others have said. And so they know that this will get headlines. Oh, if you speak out, they come question you. Can you comment on that?
Sure. They'll do all kinds of strange things, a lot of them very stupid from their point of view. Take, for example, Cindy Sheehan. She was given a ticket to the State of the Union address. And she arrived there and didn't do anything unusual. And it got kind of warm there. She had to walk up three flights. And so she loosened her overcoat, and underneath she had the same T-shirt that she had been wearing all day. And it had the number of U.S. troops that had been killed in Iraq. At that time, it was 2,250 or so. As soon as the attendant saw the number on her shirt, as though prompted, I'm sure he was prompted, he swooped down, grabbed her, let her out rather roughly, put her in the elevator, took her right down, and fingerprinted her, took her to the police station. She spent the next 3 hours being booked and all this kind of thing. Now, that's just unconscionable. That is really unconscionable. Here it is, the citizen's home, the House of Representatives, State of the Union address. She has a ticket, and because she has the number of U.S. troops killed in Iraq on her shirt, which she'd been wearing all day, she was hurriedly given the ticket toward the end of the afternoon, she's ejected in a rather rough way and then sort of booked at the police station.
Well, then they tried that shoddy psyop of the congressman's wife saying she was drug out. Then it turned out none of that was even true. It didn't even happen.
Yeah, well, she certainly wasn't subjected to the rough treatment. She wasn't taken to the police station or anything like that.
And then they charged her with several things she didn't even do and then had to drop the charges. But in other cases, a guy will have a sign saying no blood for oil. There's 500 Bush supporters on the side of the street, and they give him a year and a half in jail, and he serves 6 months. And the judge says, yes, we say what a protest is. We say where it can be. And in this new Patriot Act, with the amendment that Specter wants, it'll be a national police force with the Secret Service, even at events where, quote, officials aren't. If they say you do anything wrong, felony.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad, Alex.
Well, stay there, Ray McGovern. I know there's a lot of issues you want to talk about, the upcoming Iran situation, what you think is going to happen there, where the neocons are going. We're really honored to have you with us. You'll be with us about 40 minutes into the next hour. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Morrissey, I've got a stack of these intimidation pieces in England and in the U.S. I always assume that so-called authoritarian figures just assume that pop rock music is slightly insane and untouchable platform for the working class to stand up and say something noticeable. My view is that neither England nor America are democratic societies. You can't speak your mind, and if you do, you're investigated. And when I was in England just, 4 or 5 months ago after the London bombings, I was actually there during it, after the first one, I had police walk up to me when I'd be interviewing somebody and say, we're putting you into the terrorism database. And now it's been in the news. You protest the national ID card, they come put you in the database. They say you're going in a terrorist database. Don't let that intimidate you. They are the terrorists when they do that. Ray McGovern comments.
Well, we all have to get into that database. That way it becomes 300 million, and that makes it a little more difficult. I'm reminded of the Danes, you know, when the Nazis invaded Denmark. What that very gutsy king did in those days was, when he was told that Jewish people needed to wear these yellow stars on their shirts, he said, all right, we'll all wear them. And every Dane donned one of these yellow stars. And, of course, they couldn't distinguish the Danes from the Jewish people living in Denmark, and that saved the day in large measure. So we've got to be imaginative. We've got to be a little bit relaxed about this because as bad as it is, if we hang in there together, I think we can face up to this. And
well, isn't this manifest evidence of the type of attempted tyranny we're witnessing, not just in Iraq or Iran? They're trying it here.
Well, the key thing, in my view, Alex, is that we have something really unprecedented now. The President of the United States has openly claimed that he can choose what laws he'd like to abide by and which ones he wants to violate. I'm speaking specifically of the eavesdropping laws. There is one on the books, 1978, it's called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it had two purposes, equally important. The first one was to prevent unauthorized intrusion on the Fourth Amendment rights of American citizens. And that had been going on big time under J. Edgar Hoover and under the COINTELPRO program during Vietnam, where they monitored people like Martin Luther King and other Americans who were doing nothing wrong, other than nothing wrong at all, just exercising their First Amendment rights. So they wanted to prevent that. And the second main reason for the FISA, so-called Act of 1978, was to give the president maximum latitude to eavesdrop as he saw fit on any danger to national security. Now, what do we mean by maximum latitude? I mean that the president can do anything he wants for 3 days, wiretapping, any other kind of surveillance.
It's already a rubber stamp.
Yeah, before he even goes to the court. And when he goes to the court, I think there's less than 1% of the cases that have, I know there's less than 1% of the cases that have been turned down. So what he decided to do is just go ahead and start this monster eavesdropping program all by himself.
What about Russell Tice? He now testified 2 weeks ago in Congress, as you know, Ray McGovern, about how there are 50 other bigger programs, 50 plus, spying on everything.
Well, I was there at that testimony, and I did hear Russell Tice talk about other programs that he wasn't at liberty to talk about in open session. But yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg, and that's why they didn't go to Congress. I mean, remember, this is back right after 9/11. Congress would have given the president any authority that he would have wanted within, you know, reason. Look at the Patriot Act that they passed.
Well, let's talk more about it when we break. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Ray McGovern. And by the way, we know there was NSA intercepts of the supposed hijackers, but then the government nixed that, didn't they, Ray?
Yeah, well, they didn't translate them for a whole day, and, you know, they really messed up on that, too.
We'll be right back with the second hour with Ray McGovern. I want to get your take, not just on the police state, but what's happening with Iran and whatever issues you want to bring up. We'll be right back with Ray McGovern, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduce...